Scene 15, Big Ben.
Sing, sing to the blood-red harvest moon, my sharp-fanged angels of the night. Soon all of Britain will tremble at our feeding frenzy. In a few moments, midnight will toll throughout this mean-spirited, damp little island, heralding a new dawn of evil.
Otto, are you there?
Martha, out here, my angel of darkness, out here among the stars surveying our kingdom. Is this not a beautiful sight?
I have no time to wallow in your victory. I am on a mission of the heart.
Of the heart, my dearest?
Is there not an emptiness in your soul? An emptiness where love should be?
Now you come to mention it? No. What kind of a man can have captured your heart?
A god amongst men. Once I feared him as every creature of darkness fears him. But now I yearn for his lips.
Oh, who? Who can you mean?
My heart belongs to Dick Barton.
Dick Barton? You bring shame upon the name of evil.
If I could only reach him, I know I could persuade him to hang up the trilby of truth and don the mackintosh of the merciless.
I doubt if any woman alive has such power.
But I must try. I know he will come here tonight. Keep watch for me here, and I shall look over the Thames from the other side.
Please yourself. 2 minutes left. 2 minutes to the greatest moment of my gloriously despicable life.
Hands up, Skylark. You're under arrest.
Barton!
No, it's me, Snowy. And I'll have no more of your drugs. It was tough going, but I went cold spam and got clean of them. Now, with the governor unable to stop you, I reckon he'd want me to step in and be the bleeding hero.
How did you get past the wolves?
Well, that was no problem for me. My old man used to work in the wolf house at London Zoo. I was brought up with them. I know their ways. You've got to respect them. A wolf ate my little brother.
What nonsense.
Oh, yeah. My dad took me and my brother on a wolf-catching trip to Bavaria. Only my brother wandered off. We searched everywhere, but all we found was his teddy bear.
What did this bear look like?
I always carry him with me. Here you are. Say hello to the nasty foreign bloke.
But that's Bobu. I'd know him anywhere. I lost that bear the days of wolves found me. Bobu, come to my arms. At last we are reunited. But just a minute. Your brother, you say. But that means...
Yeah, give us that bear back.
Never. The bonds of boy and bear are as strong as the bonds of blood. You don't know how long I have dreamt of this meeting. I want you to join me in my crusade.
Well, that depends.
Depends?
Well, Mr. Barton pays me 2 bob an hour. How much could you pay?
3.5.
Plus 10 bob for the teddy?
7.5.
When do I start?
My brother in evil. Start immediately. Midnight approaches, as does the zenith of my plan. There is one who has betrayed our cause. She must not be allowed to disrupt the onward march of evil. You will find her on the other side of this tower, looking out over the river. Kill her and toss her broken body over the parapet.
Right you are, Chief. Anything else? Just say the word. 3.5 shillings an hour, cool blimey.
Mother, now I know you're out there somewhere watching over me. 30 seconds until midnight. Sleep on, England. Sleep on the rich man in his castle, the crofter in his humble cottage, the shopkeepers and the serving maids, the farmer and the engineer. Sleep deep in the comfort of innocence. You will need all your strength for the horrors of the morn. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2...
Bang!
I promised you 3 and 6 an hour. Judas!
Barton. Actually, Dick Barton. Sarah told me you're out here. You didn't really believe he would turn to evil, do you? His father did work for the Wolf House at London Zoo, but you fell for one of the oldest tricks in the book. Secret Agent Boo Boo, report back to HQ. Your work here is done. Snowy, guard the entrance to the tower. There's a good chap. Sorry I had to shoot you, old boy, but I had to find some way of jamming the clock and stopping it striking midnight.
With my dying breath, I curse you, Barton.
God rest his soul. He's with some power of goodness now. May the angels save him.
Good God, that's a lot of stairs. You all right, Barton?
Perfectly, thank you, sir.
It would seem you've done it again. Saved the day and thwarted ether.
Yes, it does rather look that way, doesn't it? How did you get into the tower?
Ah, Snowy helped us through the walls. He's quite something with those animals, isn't he?
That's the working class in him, I expect. Marvellous affinity with animals they have.
He's teaching Daphne how to make them sit up and shake paws.
DB, are you all right? We got here as fast as we could.
So you did, Jocko, boy.
The twinkling lights of London look beautiful beneath us. A treasure that every man, woman and child in this blessed nation of ours can enjoy. Spread out like a cascade of precious jewels adrift on a black velvet sea.
Pray God that foreign hands never reach out and grab our baubles.
Yes. I feel sure that the world's evil forces will be defeated soon. If you and your trusty comrades have anything to do with it.
Sir Stanley, may I have permission to marry your daughter?
Don't be silly. You're too common.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I forgot.
Get some of this down here, Barton. I brought a flask of uncontaminated tea. I thought we could all probably do with a pick-me-up.
Right here, sir. It's back to HQ for us.
Not so fast, my love. I have searched for you all over London. Too many times you have slipped from my arms, but no longer. To every side of you is a 300-foot drop. Before you is a W.H. Smith & Wesson 56 Colt pistol, the deluxe model with self-cleaning barrel and optional holster trim. A deadly weapon of destruction guaranteed to be mercilessly accurate in my beautiful hands and devastating on impact. Nothing can save you now except the love of a cruel and wicked woman. A woman who longs for your lips. A woman who would kill rather than lose you to another. Pledge your heart to me, my love. Renounce goodness and convert to Ifil, or you and your friends will never see the dawn.
Oh, no, boss! What are you going to do?
Yes, Barton, I give my eye teeth to know how you're going to get out of this one.
Well, is there any one sure way to find out?
What's that?
Tune in to the next exciting installment of
Dick Barton's Special Agent.